I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Although India claims to have a constitutional commitment to secularism, there is a definite bent against Christians. Dave Stravers of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says their church planters are bearing the brunt.
One of them, a converted Muslim, was attacked by a local Muslim priest. The family forcibly separated the married couple. And then subsequently, our church planter was poisoned and died.
Stravers urges prayer for the church planters to stay committed. As a result of the good response to the gospel, persecution is increasing dramatically. Next, Sudan remains a country with major issues. Civil war, genocide, and border tensions are all critical to the nation's survival. However, despite these issues, the church in the south is growing. E3 Partners' Mike Congrove says the work they're doing is helping with that.
Well, we started a Bible school to train pastors and leaders, give them some more sound doctrinal training, and also really encourage them to plant new churches. And then in addition, we use North Americans on short-term trips to share Christ home to home.
Because of years of violence and war, male leadership is scarce. E3 Partners needs your support to help fund the school to replace them. And Bible translation in a Central Asian country is slowing and may even come to a stop, according to Wycliffe Associates. Lately, Bible translators have had to teach all of the classes at their children's school, taking them away from their translation work. For it to resume, the school needs two teachers and an administrator. Pray about investing in the lives of missionary children, furthering the gospel in a country where only 2% of the people are Christians. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.